AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tonight in Miami, the remaining Republican presidential candidates will meet in a debate leading up to Tuesday's Florida primary. Meantime, President Obama says his governing style has not helped stoke the flames in the Republican presidential race. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
The president says he takes no joy in the bloodletting.
The Republican crack-up.
And says even thoughtful conservatives are troubled by
the circus we've been seeing.
But Obama rejects the suggestion his policies or actions helped ignite the GOP fury.
Being blamed for their primaries and who they're selecting for their party is novel.
Indeed, in a Rose Garden news conference, he said party leaders should ask themselves if playing to the base might be to blame, and added what Donald Trump says is similar to what other Republicans say, just more provocative. Mark Smith at the White House.
The president met in the Oval Office earlier today with the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau.
The president and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
There will be a state dinner for the Prime Minister tonight at the White House. Water rescues and evacuations are being reported in Dermot, Arkansas. More than 14 inches of rain has fallen in that area, and they could get 5 more inches of rain today. A prosecutor outside Pittsburgh says two gunmen worked as a team to kill 5 people at a backyard cookout.
It was premeditated, it was calculated, it was planned. It's just a brutal murder. It's one of the most brutal I've seen. You know, I've been DA for 18 years.
The suspects got away. District Attorney Stephen Zappala says they believe one or two of the victims were targeted and drugs may have been a motive. There's a search going on in southeastern New Mexico for two violent inmates, one of them a convicted killer, who escaped from a prisoner transport van. Wall Street, the Dow is down 123 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. has turned over a captured Islamic State leader to the Iraqi government. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The U.S. spent weeks questioning militant chemical weapons chief Suleiman Dawood al-Bakar after commandos captured him last month.
The information has resulted in multiple coalition airstrikes that have disrupted and degraded ISIL's ability to produce chemical weapons.
Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook says while the U.S. has not knocked out the group's chemical weapons capabilities,
we feel good about the damage we've done to that program,
and that the info will enable more strikes. All along, the U.S. had said the leader would eventually be turned over to the Iraqi government. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Two Afghan militants are being identified by the Obama administration as specially designated global terrorists. They're being hit with sanctions for their roles in attacks in Kabul, including one that killed Americans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.